pretty similar lineup here. Keene's going to be throwing strikes. Marcus Purdy, he started it off well for Swamigan. I thought we can get home before 10 o'clock tonight too, Nate.
I doubt it.
Keene's to throw strikes. Seen a little bit last time. Loggers weren't, they weren't throwing that many strikes, and then you catch them throwing a curveball, throwing a changeup that was way off too. And see if they can focus on making Swamigan hit the ball. Keep them base runners off. There's Collins' nicest throw down to second base. Like Trayvon made his way. And stepping in is Corbin Phelps for Swamigan. Pishka gets the sign from Kleinschmidt. Here's the pitch. Corbin hits that one to the shortstop lane, bobbles it. He's not going to get it in time. Corbin Phelps runs that one out. Is that the brothers over there? They're fighting on the field already. Nash Abraham playing third base.
Lane Abraham.
Lane at shortstop. They got into it a little bit, brotherly love. Yeah. All right, Phelps, he's going to go. Throw goes down. Nice throw from Kleinschmidt. Again, ties 3 feet in front of the bag. And stepping in, Dalton Schmidt. I want to see Henderson wait for that ball to come to the bag. And Pishka, that one a little wide right. Kleinschmidt has a play over at third. Can't get there. Nash blocks the throw. Nash Abraham getting his chance at third base, the freshman. And no outs, runner on third base. Swamigan trying to put the first points on the board. And that's going to do it right there. A hit. It's going to be a base hit as Schmidt hit that one to the first base side. It was an awkward bounce. And Aiden Tobias couldn't handle it. Pishka couldn't get there in time. Runner is in, and a runner on first base. Going to bring up Marcus Purdy. Marcus Purdy from the right side. I'll tell you right now, Schmidt's going. There he goes.
Yep.
Purdy fouls that one off. And Schmidt's going to have to come back first base. No outs here. And Pishka steps off. Runner goes back. And that ball down low to Purdy. 1-1 is the count. And Purdy steps back in. On the right side, big lead for Schmidt. He's going to go. Kleinschmidt picks it up. Here's the throw. He might have got him. He did. Kleinschmidt makes the throw. Lane takes the catch by the bag. Was able to get him out. Big throw there from Colin Kleinschmidt. And Purdy still up. 2-1 is the count. He's going to bloop this one. Lane makes a nice catch behind second base and gets the out, two outs. So two quick outs there for the Loggers. And that's going to bring up Isaiah Borgard. Borgard with no runners on. Here's Derek Pishka. Pishka's sophomore. Here's the pitch. That one a little inside. It's going to go back to the backstop. And Antonio Petzl on deck. And Borgaard steps in. Fisk a little bit outside with that pitch. 1-0, Schwamigan leading already. And Pischka gets the sign from Kleinschmidt. Here it is. A little bit low. Ball three. We got Trayvon up in the booth with us now. Good to have you, Trey. The pitch from Pischka. That one outside as well. It's going to be ball four. One of the kids joining us up here. Trayvon, did you just get here?
Yes, I did.
Nice. Were you over at the track meet?
Yeah.
Nice. How'd that go?
He's doing all right.
Yeah, good.
Was that middle school?
Yeah, it was middle school.
All right, runner on first base here. Pischka steps off. Runner slides back. It's Borgaard over there at first base. Antonio Petzl up. Two down. Schwamigan leading 1-0. Here's the pitch. Pischka a little inside. Antonio gets a sign from coach over at third base. He steps back in. Here's Pischka. Runner goes. Kleinschmidt throws it down again. That one a little bit late. Borgaard got there in time. Collins popping up a little bit earlier, getting that pass down, or that throw down there.
Feeling a lot more comfortable in that catcher position.
So runner on second here now with two outs for Schwamigan. Got two balls, no strikes to Antonio. One in the ground. Going to be a wild pitch. Runner's going to go to third. All right, Pischka got to settle down a little bit. Just throw it over the top, throw strikes. Take a little bit off if you've got to. All right, three balls, no strikes. Antonio trying to put runners at the corners. And it's going to be ball four. That one in the ground as well. Going to bring up Kellen Krenig. Krenig, the lefty. The southpaw. Pischka checks the runners. He steps off. Runners go back. Derek going to try it again. Here it is, in the dirt. Got Koenig on deck here. Pretty much the same lineup as in that first game. Here it is, that one, outside as well. Going to be ball two. Going to be a long game here if we can't get some strikes.
Yep.
All right, Pischka back slowly to the mound. That's why we called him Sloth growing up, man.
Starting to make sense now.
See it? Here's Pischka. That one a little bit high. Three balls, no strikes. Runners at second and third.
Two outs.
And one run in. Ball four, bases loaded. Going to bring up Kellen Krenig. And Coach Bolt's going to go out to the mound. A meeting on the mound. We're going to stay right here. The walk out to the mound. All right, that sun really shining down now. A little bit different when the game started. We had a lot of clouds. We might make it to the lights. I'm pretty sure we're going to make the lights tonight. That's a middle school track meet going on over there?
Yeah.
All right. A lot of schools here today?
There is.
See, Phillips is just packed here today. Got a doubleheader for the girls over at the softball field. Phillips won game one. We haven't got an update on game two at all. Schwamigan won game one over here.
11-4.
11-4. And I think we got, who do we got up here? Bushman. Aiden Bushman with bases loaded and two outs.
Ooh.
That one high and inside.
Almost hit him.
Bishka gets the sign. That one outside. Could be a long night here if we're running out of pitchers here, too. Derek pitched an inning or so in that last game. And here it is from Pishka in the ground, 3-0.
They've all been in the dirt.
They've got to find a way to bring it up.
Yep.
Two outs here. Can that play at any plate? One in the ground as well. Is going to walk a run in. It's 2-0, Schwamigan. Fiske struggling to find the mound or the strike zone here. And that's going to bring up Joe Warko. Eighth batter here in the first inning. This pitch, that looked like a good one. Derek finds the strike. Base is still loaded here, two outs. Here comes the 0-1 count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one in the ground. 1-1. Derek Pitchka's second pitching stint of the night here. Been here a long time. Been going for 3 hours and 15 minutes. There's a swing and a foul ball there from Warko. One ball, two strikes. Pitchka needs one more to get out of this. Warko wants to extend this lead, though.
There
and a strike. Pitchka gets the strikeout to end the inning. It's 2-0. Schwamigan leading here. That's the end of the first inning. We're going to send it back to 103.1 Trail Mix and on the Civic Media app for a 1 minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell's here. Phillips, Wisconsin. We're in game two of this doubleheader. It's the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles leading the Phillips Loggers 2-0. We're at the top of the second inning. Yeah.
It's a little confusing because the Schwamigan's the home team now.
Yeah, Schwamigan's home now. This is a makeup game from yesterday that was supposed to be at Schwamigan. It's going to be Aiden Tobias leading things off for the Loggers. Marcus Purdy up there pitching. He had a Purdy first inning. See what he can do in this one here. Schwamigan, the advantage in the pitching. There's a shot from Tobias. Not deep enough. Right fielder going to make the catch out there. Going to bring up Braden Revac with Lane Abraham on deck. Braden Braden steps in. Revac from the right side. Braden bats right. He throws left. There's Purdy. That one in the ground. One ball, no strikes. Revac steps back in. Purdy, he gets the sign. Here's the pitch. That one up high. Two balls, no strikes. One out here to Braden Revac. Here's Purdy again. Swing and a miss from Revac on the changeup. Nice pitch there from Purdy. Here's Purdy again. Here it is. Revac swings through that one. 2-2. Is that two straight turnout changeups?
Yeah.
Revac ahead on both of them. See if he comes back with a high fastball. He does. Strike three. Braden reached for it. Strikeout there for Marcus Purdy. Going to bring up Lane Abraham. Lane to bat here. Brendan Susan on deck. And Lane steps in. That one low and outside. Ball and no strikes to Lane. Lane, he digs back in. Purdy gets the sign. Here it is. Lane follows that one back. I believe it's out of play. It is. One and one is the count here.
Good stuff.
Starting to just get a little bit dark. That sun's going down. Well, they didn't give you a lid this time,
no.
Huh?
No, we didn't. Awesome. Thank you.
Here's a pitch, Lane. He holds back on it. Ball. I believe 2-2 is the count. Might be 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Got some more hot cocoa. Did you find yourself some snacks down there, Trey? Oh, a ball a little bit high. Three balls, one strike. Did you even give him money?
I did, yeah.
Oh, I thought he was giving you change for mine. Is it mine?
That's my, for mine.
Here we go. Here's Purdy. Lane fouls that one off. Nice piece of hitting here by Lane. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. No runners on for the Loggers. Purdy, a nice start to this game here. Lane hits that one high. It's going to be playable. Corbin Phelps backs up, gets under it, makes the catch for the third out of the inning. At the end of two innings, the score is Schwamigan 2, Loggers 0. We're going to send it back to 98. We're going to send it back to 103.1 Trail Mix and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
We're back, Jeff Haken, and along with Nathan Podwaltz here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 2-0 lead for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. over the Phillips Loggers. Derek Pischka on the mound for the Loggers. Jay, you want to put the headset on for a minute? Let's get Trey the headset for a minute. You don't say much. All right, we got Trayvon Crystal here. Trey, say hi to everybody.
Hey, guys.
All right, we got Trey up here. He's going to join me here for a little bit. It's been a long game here.
Yeah.
Second game of the doubleheader. Trey, nice to have you. Bring a little bit of energy. Me and Nate needed a little bit of energy up here.
All right.
It's good to have you. We got Pischka on the mound here, batting first for Schwamigan. Bottom of the order here, the nine-hitter, Jeffrey Borgard. With the Craig Council stamp, a nice pitch there from Derek Pischka. Really hoping Derek can find his groove out there, Trey.
Yeah, I agree.
Start getting some strikes, some consistent strikes. That one inside, it's 1-1. Trey, you ever play baseball?
No, I've never played baseball in my life.
Not played baseball. You've been a track guy, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
There you go. Are you track right now?
Yes, I am.
There we go. All right, that one, a strike. Is it a check swing? Check swing, and it hit the bat. So ball one, strike two to Jeffrey Bogard. Pischka. Here's the pitch. That one up high. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. They sell that up at the concession stands.
They do. It's pretty good. I haven't tried it yet.
You were thirsty, and you got a Diet Sun Drop.
That's all they have.
It's an interesting choice. Interesting choice. Full count we have down here on the field. No outs. How many runners on right now, Trey?
None.
None? No runners on. Hey, he's paying attention. There we go. That pitch. Outside. And that's going to walk. Borgard, runner on first base. Going to bring up top of the order and the dangerous Corbin Phelps. Are you scared, Trey?
A little bit.
A little bit. Corbin has that nice mullet that's just a little bit intimidating, right?
Yeah.
Steps up there. Kind of got that Ricky Powers look.
A little too intimidating.
A little intimidating. Corbin, he's got a little bit of swag out there. Like he's played this game before. And hits that one into the outfield. I don't know if Brendan's going to get to it. He does. Brendan Susan makes the catch. He thinks he dropped it. Brendan caught it. The umpire called out. That's got to be a double play. Now they're having a talk. That's a double play. So Brendan caught it in the outfield. He called him out. The runner went. They threw it back to first. It should be a double play. They're having a meeting out there. And the runner never tagged. So double play. Both runners are out as Brendan made the catch out there and threw it in. I think they thought maybe he dropped it out there. But he caught it. He fell in the wet field out there. And the umpire's just late on making the call. Did you see all that was going on? Craziness out there, huh, Trey?
Yeah.
So pop fly, Brendan Susan in right field made the catch. Looked like maybe he didn't. No one tagged up. Loggers end up with the double play. Pischka, first pitch. Here to Dalton Schmidt. Ball one. Pischka with the pitch. That one down low, ball two. Pischka making his way back to the mound here. Pischka doesn't quite have that quick tempo that Braden has. Or that one. In the dirt, three balls, no strikes. Trey, you think you could hit a baseball if we put you out there?
No.
Take you a minute?
It would.
It would. All right. Understandable. It's not as easy as it looks. That one in the ground. going to take his base. Four pitches. Four balls and a walk there. And that's going to bring up Marcus Purdy. Dalton Schmidt with some speed on first base. I think coach is telling him steal. Trey, should we bet money that he's going to steal second base on the first pitch?
I mean, I don't got money on me.
Perfect answer. Hey, you could have won some money there, Trey. You didn't go. There was your chance. That's all right. You got a free soda and some Skittles out of this deal already. You're doing good. They have Trayvon up here in the booth with me. Trayvon, what grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. Trayvon, a sophomore, plays basketball, runs track. And cross country, no, you take fall off, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Fall sports off. Here's a pitch from Pishka. Kleinschmidt throws it back to first base. It was close over there. Two balls, no strikes. DeMarcus Purdy. And Dalton Schmidt had gone on first pitch every time in that first game. Staying there now. Purdy bloops this one into the outfield. That's going to be a base hit. Susan gets on it, throws it in. Ty, leave it. Yeah, there you go. Ty runs it in. Runners at the corners with two outs. And that's going to bring up Isaiah Borgard. 2-0 lead here for Schwamigan. Two outs in the bottom of the second inning. I'm on my second cup of hot cocoa over here. There's a strike and a foul ball, I think. Just foul. A shot there from Borgard. With runners on the corners. All right, Borgard looking for a base hit to extend this lead for Schwamigan. Derek Pishka looking for a couple more strikes. Get out of this inning. Here it is, that one. Low and outside in the dirt. Pishka slowly back to the mound. Here it is. And that one hit out into right field. Brendan Susan tracks it down, throws it in, but a couple of runs are in. Marcus Purdy scores. Dalton Schmidt scores. It's 4-0. And runner on, what do we got? Runner on first base, Trey?
Yes, we do.
And up to bat, Antonio Petzl. Antonio batting from the right side. First pitch, he swings that, fouls it off left side. It'll be ball one, one strike. All right, ball's back in here. Antonio gets a sign from coach over at third base. Pishka checks the runners. Here it is. Runner goes. Kleinschmidt throws it down. It makes its way into the outfield. JJ picks it up. He's going to throw it into third. And safe at third is, I think that's Isaiah Borgard. One and one is the count here. D'Antonio. Pishka from the windup. Little blooper over the pitcher. Henderson picks it up and can't make the play. Another run comes in. Five nothing. Logger struggling to make the simple plays here. Got to get out of this inning, guys. 5-0, second inning. Here's the pitch, outside. The lefty, Kellen Cronig. Pishka gets the sign. Here it is. This one fouled back. And back in play here. Pishka steps on the mound. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one inside again. Loggers. Pishka struggling to get some strikes here. He steps back in. Still a runner at first base. Steps off. All right, let's go. Let's go, boys. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2 is the count. Koenig. Two outs. Here's Pishka. Here's the pitch. This one hit back to the mound. Pishka throws it to first. A nice play from Derek Pishka to get the third out of the inning. It's 5-2. It's 5-0. That's the end of the second inning. We're going to send it back to 103.1 Trail Mix and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Trayvon Crystal here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Nate's going to head back. He's got an early day of work tomorrow. Had enough of this doubleheader. Have a good night, Nate.
See you guys later.
See you, Nate.
Go Loggers, Nate says on his way out. Derek Pishka, he's going to lead off here for the Loggers. Pishka, followed by, I think, Nash Abraham, and then J.J. Hakenin. So it's Marcus Purdy, still on the mound here, throwing strikes for Schwamigan. Derek steps in here from the right side. Here's the pitch from Purdy. Looked nice, and that was a ball. Must have been a little bit low. Purdy again gets the sign. Here's the pitch. Changeup, maybe a curveball. Just goes out in front on that one. Fouled it off. And a 1-1 count here to Derek Pishka. Derek steps back in here. No runners on. It's 5-0. Purdy gets the sign. And here's the pitch. That a curveball. That one up high. Two balls, one strike. Pishka. And here's the 2-1 pitch from Purdy. Hischka fouls this one off. And 2-2 is the count. Derek Hischka steps back in. It's like Brendan Susan on deck. Hischka, oh, a strikeout on a changeup from Purdy. And one out here. Got Brendan Susan followed by Nash Abraham. Susan coming in. His first at bat of this game. Brendan had a nice game in our first one, Trayvon. You weren't here, but put the bat on the ball, got an RBI, got a couple fielder's choices, and a little late swing there, strike one. Purdy steps back on. He gets the sign. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That went a little bit high and outside. 1-1 is the count. It's 5-0. Schwamigan leading Phillips here in high school boys baseball action. The second game of this doubleheader. And a strike on a curveball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one out here to Brendan Susan. Here it is. Strike three. Ball was dropped, but tagged him out. Two outs here. This third inning, we're in the bottom of the third or top of the third inning. Schwamigan's the home team in this game. And it's going to bring up Nash Abraham. Nash steps in from the right side, his first at bat. Ball one. Nash, the younger brother of Lane Abraham. I'm going to step in from the right side here. One ball, no strikes to Nash. Swing, a nice cut from Nash. A little bit late on it. And 1-1 in the count here to Nash Abraham. Like a nice pitch right there. That one caught the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. I think they have it wrong on the scoreboard. It says two balls, one strike. We'll find out. Two down. Here's the pitch from Purdy. That one down low. 2-2. Two and two to count here to Nash Abraham. Nash, the nine hitter, got J.J. Haakkinen on deck. That one over Nash's head. Full count. And here's Nash. Facing the full count, Marcus Purdy with two outs. Gets the sign. Strike three, strikes him out. Ends the inning. Marcus Purdy, nice start to this ball game here. It's 5-0. We're in the middle of the third inning. We're going to send it back to 103.1 Trail Mix and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP, foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin, along with Trayvon Crystal here in Phillips, Wisconsin. And it is the second game of this doubleheader between the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles and the Phillips Loggers. Right now, we are in the bottom of the third inning, and it is a 5-0 lead for the Screaming Eagles right now. Shawamigan won that first game 11-4. And up to bat here for Shawamigan, going to be Aiden Bushman. Bushman pitched a little bit in that last game. And here's Pishka. Going down low as well. Derek Pishka, the sophomore, getting some innings here, getting some work tonight. Next pitch, that one looked good. Strike one. 1-1 the count here down to Bushman. Pishka steps in. That one down low. A lot of balls bouncing here today. All right. Bushman steps back in. There's the pitch. Strike, a little bit high. Around the letters. Bushman didn't like it. Probably a little bit of a high pitch, Trey, but the player's trying to get through this game, right?
Yeah.
All right, here's Pishka, the 2-2. That one outside as well. And a full count here now to Bushman. No outs here. It's bottom of the third inning. Swing and a miss. Foul tip. Almost caught there by Kleinschmidt. Just fell out of his glove. Pishka gets the sign. No outs. He steps out. Here it is. Bushman hits this one to the shortstop. Lane's going to have to throw it hard. He does. Gets him out at first base. Nice play there from Lane Abraham, the shortstop. A hot grounder from Bushman. Lane scooped it up at shortstop, threw him out at first base. It's going to bring up Joe Worko. Worko from the right side. Here's the pitch from Pishka. Down in the ground again. Huggers got one out, no runners on. Worko steps back in. Here it is, Worko. Like a bunt off of a swing, Pishka picks it up, throws him out at first. Nice throw there from Derek over to first base to get the out. And that's going to bring up the nine-hitter, Jeffrey Borgard. Borgard from the right side. At the top of the order coming up after this, Corbin Phelps on deck. Here's Borgard, the pitch from Pishka, that one outside. Derek back to the mound. It's the sign, there's the pitch. That one down low as well. Two balls, no strikes. The pitch from Pishka, that one hit into left field. Slicing foul, no one's going to get to it. It's like, is that Braden out in left field out there? I believe
yes,
so. Got Braden out in left, Braden Reback, JJ in center, Brendan Susan in right. And it's a 2-1 count here to Jeffrey Bogard. He steps back in. Pitch from Pishka. The ground. 3-1 is the count. Bogard steps back in. Here's the pitch from Pishka. Swing and a miss. Full count. With two outs. Big chance to get out of the inning here, Trayvon. Pishka, that looked like a strike on the corner. He got it. Ends the inning with a strikeout. Gets out of it. That's the end of three innings. Top of the fourth coming up here. And it's 5-0, Schwamigan leading the Phillips Loggers high school boys at baseball action. We're going to send it back to 103.1 Trail Mix and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Trayvon Crystal up here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We are in the second game of the doubleheader here, and it is a 5-0 lead for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles over the Phillips Loggers right now. J.J. Haken, leadoff batter, top of the order, set to go here for the Loggers. He's going to step in right now against Marcus Purdy, who's pitched three really nice innings so far. Here's J.J. from the right side. Purdy gets the sign. Here it is. J.J. pulls back a bunt. Called it a strike. So he's saying he didn't pull it back in time there.
Okay.
All right, J.J. steps out. The pitch from Purdy. J.J. follows that one back. 0-2 is the count. Yeah, you got to protect now. Purdy gets the sign. Yeah, they fouled that one off. He was out ahead of it. Hit it off the barrel of the bat. And it's still 0-2. J.J. steps back in. Here's the pitch from Purdy. That one outside. One ball, two strikes. Purdy gets the sign. Here's the pitch. Struck him out. J.J. goes down swinging. Nice pitch. Nice cut there. And that's going to bring up Colin Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt from the right side. Hey, Purdy's doing out there what he's got to do, throw strikes, right, Trayvon?
Yes, he is.
That one up high. Colin takes ball one. There's a pitch, swing and a miss from Kleinschmidt. And it's 1-1 with one out. Purdy gets the sign, and here's the pitch, a changeup. I went outside. Two balls, one strike to Colin Kleinschmidt. No runners on. A 5-0 lead for Schwamigan. Here's the pitch. That one inside. 3 balls, 1 strike. And one out. Purdy gets the sign. That one up high. Colin Kleinschmidt. Take your base, young man. Lager's got a runner on. Ty Henderson up to bat. And Aiden Tobias on deck. Ty Henderson. From the right side here. Going to lay down a bunt. Pulls it back. Kleinschmidt goes. And gets the stolen base. So Loggers with one out have a runner on second now. That was ball one to Ty Henderson. The runner in scoring position here for Loggers. Henderson pulls back the bunt. That's going to be strike one. One and one the count here to Ty Henderson. Here's the pitch. That one inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Lights are on here, Trey. Starting to look like a baseball game. And a swing and fouled off. Ty Henderson fouls that one off. Ty steps back in. One out here. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That one down inside. Full count to Ty. Purdy hasn't walked many today. And here's the pitch. That one up high. Another walk here for Henderson. And you got runners on first and second. With big Aiden Tobias, the big lefty stepping in. Braden Rivak on deck. All right, here's Aiden Tobias from the left side. First pitch strike from Purdy. And second pitch, Tobias swings away right through it. He misses. Strike two. 0-2 here with one out. Two runners on. There's a pitch. Kleinschmidt, he's going to go. He gets there. That ball was dropped. Kleinschmidt, he's going to go. I thought he was going to go. He's going to stay there. Runners on second, third now. With one out, Tobias a chance here. Get a ball in the outfield, score a run. Tobias steps in. Here's the pitch. A changeup, strike three. Throws him up. Going to be two outs. Here's Braden Rivak. Braden Rivak from the right side. Here's the pitch. That one up high. Five to nothing here is the score. Top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Rivak fouls that one back. A little warmer up here than it is out in the stands, Trey.
Yeah. A lot.
Here's a pitch from Purdy. A changeup. That went up high. Ball to Braden. Ball two, strike one. Two outs. Two runners in scoring position for the Loggers. You got Colin Kleinschmidt at third, Ty Henderson at second, Braden Rivak up to bat. Here's Purdy with the pitch. That one in the ground. Oh, he called it a strike. That's all right. We want to go home. 2-2. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Got him. Strike three. The end of the inning. 5-0. Marcus Purdy with another nice inning right there. We're going to go to the bottom of the fourth inning, and it's 5-0. Schwamigan leading the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 103.1 and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken, and along with Trayvon Crystal here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's a 5-0 lead here for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles over the Phillips Loggers in boys baseball. Actually, we have a score update. It's 14-6 over there in the second game of the doubleheader. The Phillips Loggers leading Schwamigan in softball action. So the boys doing their work over here for Schwamigan, and it's the Phillips Loggers taking the lead over there in against the Lady Screaming Eagles, I guess we'll call them. All right, here we go. Derek Pischka, he's going to go in here for his fourth inning. A couple more pitches for him. And it's going to be leading off. It's going to be Corbin Phelps. Top of the order here for Schwamigan. Got to stand up a little bit here, Trey. All right, Corbin Phelps. Been a star here tonight. He's going to step in here in the fourth inning. He steps in from the right side. Here's the pitch from Pischka. That one to the fence. One ball, no strikes. And here's Pischka. That one outside as well. Two nothing, or 2-0 is the count here. That one inside, 3-0. Pischka looking for a strike here. Phelps looking to get on base. And that one outside. It'll be ball four. Phelps takes his base. And that is going to bring up Dalton Schmidt. Dalton Schmidt from the right side. Strike one to Dalton. And a stolen base there from Corbin Phelps. He makes it down to second base, no problem. Like to see the tempo of this game picked up a little bit here. Got Corbin Phelps over there at second. And pitch a ball. It's 2-1 here to Dalton Schmidt. Three and one is the count here now to Schmidt.